You are listening to Kayo Conversations, a podcast about anything and everything that matters to Chi Omegas.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of our podcast. Thank you for joining us. I'm Leslie Harrington, CEO for Chi Omega, and we are joined today by McKenna Daly, a senior at Colorado State University. Originally from Denver, McKenna was initiated into the Chi Zeta chapter in 2020 and currently serves as the GH, or chapter president. McKenna is studying human development and family studies, and you may have seen her TEDx Cherry Creek talk that promotes leading with kindness. McKenna loves Make-A-Wish, Chi Omega's national philanthropy, and in fact, she was an intern for Make-A-Wish Colorado this past summer. She loves anything outdoors and all things nature. Sister McKenna, I am so excited to talk with you today. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me, and thank you for such kind words there in the beginning. It's so nice to meet you.
Well, just the same to you. And the first thing we all want to know is, how did you become interested in sorority life? And most importantly, what made you interested in Chi Omega?
Sure, yes. So I share this probably more frequently than I should, and so I'm sure everyone in my chapter is tired of this story, but my mom was in Chi Omega, actually, so I am a legacy, and she, you know, growing up, whenever we had hardships or anything like that, and not to get like too sad, but when her parents passed away and things like that, like, it was always her sorority sisters who were there to drive me to soccer practice, who were there to help us have meals and things like that. So I was just kind of always, I grew up around this sort of community that was there to support me. And then going through recruitment, I did my best to stay open-minded, obviously, because I know every chapter is different. And I know that this chapter is different than how it was 30 years ago when my mom was in the chapter. And on our preference night, one of my close family friends, so one of my mom's sorority sister's daughters, actually gave a speech, and I did not know that she was going to be doing that. And her speech has really hit close to home for me, and talking about how this community and Chi Omega as a whole is for a lifetime, and it's past graduation, and, you know, getting to not only hear her words on preference ceremony, but also getting to experience that on my own really pulled me into Chi Omega and is the reason that I wanted so badly to be a part of the sisterhood.
Well, that's like a full circle moment. We're going from one speech to another today, and we have your mom to thank, I think, for you taking a hard look at Chi Omega. I'm grateful to her. For our podcasters that may not know, TEDx talks are TED talks that take place at a community level, and McKenna conducted one in Cherry Creek, Colorado. So McKenna, how did you get chosen for that opportunity?
Sure, yes. I had seen kind of other people give talks, and I saw the application come through after doing some digging, and I did the research in terms of looking at the best way to submit your application. And it did take a little bit for me. I submitted on the last day that you could submit because I was really nervous to submit my idea. I kind of thought that everyone really wanted to hear talks about innovative technology or, you know, how to solve world hunger and things like that. They're like really grandiose concepts to be talking about. And so when I saw the opportunity come through and I applied, I just trusted my gut and gave the topic that I wanted to talk about, and ultimately was selected. So it was a pretty easy process in that regard. And I'm really lucky that I was chosen to give a talk.
And it's funny because we force these ideas into young children, these young individuals in our society, and then we kind of lose track of them, because I can guarantee that I am not the only one out here that has had somebody say something unkind to me since the age of 5. I'm sure many of us have had that experience. Clearly, my soccer coach did not listen to his kindergarten teacher when she said, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. And in this sense, I want to encourage you to think about how we can incorporate this into leadership. You see, traditionally, leadership had this sort of hierarchical stature, this sort of pyramid-like system. You can see it here where the leader is on top and all of the people below are simply inferior. See, traditional leadership not only has it as the man on top, we're changing that, but also has it where you are tough and you might say aggressive, and you have no empathy, sympathy, or kindness for the people underneath you. And what I want to emphasize right now is that whoever is in that leadership position, CEO, president, governor, you name it, leadership is not created by the title in which somebody holds, but leadership is created by the people who create a culture worth following.
Well, it was a great talk. I tuned into your talk, and I encourage everyone listening today to, after you listen to this whole podcast, go listen to McKenna's TEDx talk. It is wonderful. In it, you emphasize teamwork and collaboration kind of over what you say is linear leadership. Tell us kind of what you mean by that and where that shows up for you in Chi Omega.
Sure. So yes, the topic being leading with kindness as a whole and kind of looking into that idea. I think one of the things that I had realized growing up and, you know, going through different leadership opportunities and going through, you know, growing up playing soccer and all of that, one of the things that I kind of realized was that leadership is more than just being at the top of a pyramid and kind of having this sort of hierarchical process in which we look at leadership in communities. Because I found that the people in my life that I most considered to be leaders were not necessarily the CEOs of a company or, you know, like the head of another organization or anything like that, but were the people who were listening to me and the people who were supporting me. And so I found that, you know, even my mom being a leader and every obstacle that we face in life, I find that for her just being my mom makes her a leader to me. And so she kind of leads me through different areas. She led me through the college application process, and she led me through, you know, all of my schooling and through hardships and breakups and all of the things. And so I think that leadership really kind of expands into our personal lives. So the idea of sort of linear leadership is something that is just having one person be there for the people behind them and kind of taking those first steps to lead the way for others to follow in their footsteps.
Yes, yes. I'm a mom myself. We are doing college applications right now. We've had breakups and other things. So being a mom and just being whatever role you're in, daughter, sister, all of that is leadership, and it's all around us. And so it's so nice that you're recognizing it for our teammates. And it's ironic that you are now chapter president. So you are kind of at the top of the Chi Omega pyramid, but what about the GHs and the other exec members that came before you? Who in Chi Omega was your role model for leading with kindness?
Honestly, I think every Chi Omega that I've met has really been a role model in that regard. My SST leader, my freshman year, every president that we've had, every executive member that we've had, they've all sort of taken a different role to be able to help each and every member in their own fields. So, you know, our treasurer has helped us to make sure that we're understanding how that works. And our vice president helps to make sure that we are being given all of the academic resources available. And so I would say my biggest role models probably would have to be first my president. Our president, my freshman year, so in 2019, is actually my GG Big. And so she's really great. And she, you know, in welcoming all the new members and in ensuring that everyone had a place in Chi Omega, always led with kindness and ensured that, you know, you don't need to be harsh or aggressive in order to get a point across. Like, you can get it across just fine being, you know, a decent, kind human being. And so, but beyond her, I think just everyone in Chi Omega has really inspired me in a different way. And everyone is really kind, which kind of inspires all of this.
Well, you know, you would think that being kind would be easy, but I know from looking around that it doesn't appear to be so easy for so many people. So it's just a really good reminder. And the kindest, one of the kindest organizations in the world, I think, is Make-A-Wish. And I know you love Make-A-Wish. That is Chi Omega's national philanthropy. And you even interned for them last summer. So what was that experience like? Were you granting wishes every day? What happened?
It was, as cheesy as it sounds, really life-changing. And I learned so much in the 3-month span that I was in the role as a wish-granting intern. First, like Make-A-Wish Colorado as an organization, and I'm not sure if all of the Make-A-Wish chapters are like this, but Make-A-Wish Colorado specifically is a pretty small, close-knit company with I think 22 employees, maybe a little less. Oh, wow. And so, yeah. And so not many people who are there. However, every person there is working so hard every day and making such an impact. And you're right in saying that Make-A-Wish is a very kind, heartwarming community and company to be a part of. And so, you know, this summer I spent a lot of time sending emails and asking for items. I learned how to, you know, call a zoo and ask for free tickets, because that's kind of out of my comfort zone a little bit, to say, can I have something for free? But knowing that it's for other individuals and that it's for their benefit and for their wish, that ultimately kind of helps me get through that whole process. But yeah, everyone at Make-A-Wish is fantastic. The CEO of Make-A-Wish Colorado really made it an intentional process to get to know each intern, which is really awesome. And actually, one of our Chi Zeta alums works for Make-A-Wish Colorado, and so she's still been really connected with our chapter, and obviously she loves it so deeply. And yeah, Make-A-Wish has been, I mean, I know we all love it, obviously, being Chi Megas, but it's a really fantastic nonprofit organization.
What's a wonderful alliance. And just knowing that you are doing the work behind instilling hope for those children is just amazing. And you live in Colorado right there, and you're an avid outdoors woman. What is your favorite activity?
I unfortunately haven't been quite as inclined to go on the adventures, I would say, I did prior to COVID. And so I haven't done as many post-pandemic, but we're working on it. But my dad and I like to go hiking a lot. So we go up to Loveland Pass in Colorado, so right in the mountains, and we like to spend some time out there. Otherwise, just getting the chance to read outdoors or even just go on walks and things like that has been, you know, living in such a beautiful state with, I think, the most days of sunshine out of every other state has been, I mean, you just can't not take advantage of the weather that we have. And the people in this, in Colorado, are so nice. And so I would say, yeah, my favorite thing to do is probably hiking with my dad.
It's hiking. It is breathtakingly beautiful. And it sounds like the people kind of match, so to speak. So what a wonderful place to call home. What maybe from your TEDx talk did you leave out? Were there any things that were cut or additions that you might want to share with our podcasters today? Maybe some exclusive stuff that you don't hear in the TEDx talk that you want to share with just Chi Omega Nation?
There is definitely a lot that has to be cut out because people don't want to hear somebody talk for hours upon hours upon hours, which I understand, even if I'm passionate about it. But I think, you know, for me, just looking at like kindness, one of the things that I didn't really necessarily get to discuss is all of the nitty gritty aspects of kindness that I wish I could have sort of dived deeper into, such as, I know I touched a little bit on how, you know, when you're a little kid, when you're in kindergarten or younger, you are just kind of bombarded with these messages of kindness, you know, like be kind. If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. And, you know, you're just, that's really overemphasized. And then we just kind of stop talking about it after that. And so, you know, these conversations and being able to just sort of open the door to be able to recognize that kindness is not a silly trait to have, and it's not something that should be overlooked, I think was something that I wish I could have emphasized more in my talk. You know, being able to share that holding the door open for somebody, technically you don't have to do. Technically, as people, we don't necessarily owe other people our kindness or our decency, but being able to just be a decent human being and holding a door open, if you're going through a rough day, just doing that is a kind act to do for somebody else. Or, you know, if you see somebody drop something, picking it up for them. It's just the smallest things that, while I think what I wish I could have emphasized more is that while many people may overlook it or take it for granted, you just never know what, and this is something I've experienced in my chapter, you just never know what other people are going through and how such a small action can truly make a very large impact in somebody else's life.
Where do you pull from when it comes to being a kind leader as president? Are there situations where you've even found it difficult to remain kind?
I think one of the things for me is just finding that balance where sometimes I worry that being assertive means that I'm not being kind, or that if I, you know, need to get a message across, that I sometimes worry that I'm being mean. And so that's kind of been a really fine balance that I've had to learn in establishing that, you know, is, you know, being able to be assertive and get your message across and say what needs to be said for the betterment of your members and for your chapter is something that does not necessarily make you unkind. So to pull for that in my chapter or pull from that in my chapter, I really look to a lot of my members and how they're so kind to each other. And I, you know, the difficult situations do involve being assertive and saying, you know, we need to do X, Y, Z for FSL, or we need to ensure that we're following these policies and it's really important for our ritual, or, you know, all of these situations. I think just being able to be open with my members and having clear communication and transparency has sort of been the best way to incorporate kindness in situations where I may find it a little bit more difficult, because people, I think just as human beings, are a little bit more receptive when they understand why we're doing something or they understand the process behind the action. And so there's definitely difficult times, but just knowing that, you know, everyone's a human being and doesn't necessarily deserve anything less really helps ensure that I try and continue being as kind as possible every day.
Well, that was just an aha moment for me. You know, kindness doesn't have to be bubbly. I think we equate the two, but sometimes kindness is like being honest, being transparent, holding somebody accountable. Those actions too can be kind. It's not just like manners and bubbles, right? So that was what struck me when you just said that. Where are you going after graduation? What are you going to do professionally, do you think?
That's a really funny question. I'm not sure. I think I'm one of those people that it's kind of a curse and a blessing to say that I have never had my heart set on one path, as in like, you know, I'm going to be a lawyer, I'm going to go to law school, and that's what I'm going to pursue. And I, in many ways, envy people who are like that and know exactly where their life is leading them. But for me, I think, you know, I really just kind of wait. I try and open as many doors as I can, and I try and look for those opportunities. I know I will, you know, being a potentially like a national leadership consultant for a year or two would be really great to be able to kind of give back to Chi Omega further. Or, you know, I would love, my dad thinks would his dream job for me would be to be a motivational speaker, although I'm not too sure how somebody just steps up and does that. So we'll see if that happens. But I think ultimately just any field or career where I can do my best to give back to others, to kind of pull from the values that I've learned as a younger individual and also in Chi Omega and being able to apply those to my career. I think I'm just kind of waiting to see what is offered to me and where I land.
Well, I think your future is very bright, sister. And, you know, you've done a TEDx talk. You have now been a podcast guest. I think you're well on your way to becoming a motivational speaker. You really are. Your dream is probably going to come true if I know you. And I think I do after these 15 minutes.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much, McKenna, for sharing your wisdom and your kindness with us today. Your lesson should go without saying, but you've reminded us all that kindness isn't always the norm, but it's our job to make sure it is and forever should be. So I'm taking that away from today.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me and being able to engage in this conversation with me. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Now, thanks everyone for listening today, and stay tuned for more Chi O conversations coming your way. You can catch all of our past episodes on our website at chiomega.com. And also, if you have any podcast guest ideas, we'd love to hear from you. So just email us at chiomega@chiomega.com. And be sure you are following Chi Omega social media so you can catch the next Chi O conversation. Thank you.